Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast and all those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today, including this thing. I'm surprised by this. We had a friend of ours come in a minute ago and said he went and saw the new Disney movie with the dragon.
Yeah, Raya the Last Dragon.
Raya the Last Dragon. That's with Awkwafina as the last dragon, right?
She was great.
Gavin, you seem really excited about this.
Yeah, Haley and I actually did go see it.
Oh, you've already seen it?
Last week. We actually did go to a theater.
Okay.
And it was on... Because we had, it was like during the afternoon last week, so there was nobody in the theater.
Sure.
And it was one of their bigger theaters, too, so that felt weird, but kind of nice, because you're like, there's no way this isn't COVID-friendly.
Right.
And we got to sit down and watch a movie, kind of expensive, but...
Yeah, theaters have struggled to get through this time, and AMC, I know AMC has been opened up for a little bit, and they have it socially distanced and all that other stuff, and apparently Regal Cinemas, the number two in the business, just announced that they are going to open up following the shutdowns. I just assumed that if AMC was, they would be too, but apparently that wasn't the case, so they're opening back up, coming up, I think it's like April 16th.
Oh, wow.
Mortal Kombat. Oh no, April 2nd. They're gonna open up with Godzilla versus Kong. Oh. Really?
I'm excited for that.
Are you
too? There's been enough Godzilla movies.
No.
So over those.
Give me monsters and like fighting.
Really?
I'll be there. $20. Let's go.
I'm over all of those movies. Yeah.
That's funny.
What about Mortal Kombat?
No,
based on the video game.
I didn't grow up playing that.
Yeah.
It seems kind of violent. Like, not that Godzilla's
scary.
Not violent, but it just seems rough.
Yeah. Well, it's funny too because they said. With the health and safety of our customers at the forefront of our minds here and taking precautions, we are confident to provide a safe and comfortable experience. With the capacity restrictions expanding up to 50% across the United States, we will be able to offer operate profitably in our biggest markets. So what that tells you is how much, if they're only being at 50% capacity and they are operating profitably, that tells you how much your popcorn is you've paid for over all the years.
Yes.
Like lots of money. That's where they make their money.
Yes.
Like they don't make their money on the ticket sales. A lot of that gets split revenue with the movie companies and maybe not even a 50-50 split. I'm not sure. But they make all their money on those concessions, man.
I've said this. I said it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And I will sneak things in.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes I walk in blatantly with whatever I want in my hand and no one even asks.
Yeah, I find that's the better way to do it. You feel like way more confident with
it. Yeah, I mean, some 18-year-old ticket ripper is not going to be like, hey, ma'am. Right.
And then you're like not
put
trying
that down.
Yeah, then you're not trying to like sneak it in.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, here's my soda. I don't think they should police it like they do. I get it. Because most people are still going to buy a soda or buy popcorn or whatever. Like, I can't go to the movie theater without buying popcorn. I tried it twice, and I did not like the experience. So I bought the bucket thing that you get, like, and you refill it all year long. Because I just enjoy it. So I pay for that. I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. But if I want to bring in some Junior Mints with me to supplement that... It shouldn't be an issue. You know, like I should be allowed in America to do
this
that.
This is America.
This is America.
Take away my Junior Mints.
I know. Let me do this, okay? Like, we're all going to be fine. Let's not freak out here. You're already charging me way too much to get
way
into this
much.
Place. I got spoiled because I had AMC A-List.
I missed that.
I don't have it anymore. And so I'm curious if when everything opens back up eventually... And my wife's like, oh, yeah, we can go to theaters again. Because she's still squirrely about certain places. Unless they've raised it a whole bunch, I think I would probably get it again. But right now my problem is there's not enough movie. Like, you can go and have a good experience and be in an uncrowded movie theater, but there's just not a lot of movies that are going to theaters right now.
No, and if they are going to theaters, they're also separately going to streaming services.
Right.
Things are going to Disney Plus, though you do have to pay to see them
right.
In most cases. Like HBO Max is putting on their movies for free. So a lot of like, and then Netflix has a new movie coming out like every other month. So it just takes away the
enjoyed Netflix. I had my brother-in-law's login for the longest time and I finally bought my own. And I've enjoyed it. I watch it all the time. Like we were talking about it in the show today, like the Drive to Survive Formula 1.
I started that yesterday.
Oh, I know. I watched the first episode. I binged the first two seasons and loved it. Because like I like... Formula One racing and race car stuff, and it's just a whole behind the scenes, really good look at that sport if you like it. You know,
that tour is all European, right? Like, do we have any of those races here in America?
Yeah. It covers like. I'm trying to think of where it is. Like, it definitely is Barcelona and Australia and all these places too. But I think we have one stop in, is it California? I forget. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, it goes all over. Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of language in the show, like, because it's race cars stuff. But interesting. I like any behind the scenes stuff. I really like. I love behind the scenes music documentaries.
Me too.
Do you like those too? Like, and mm-hmm. I don't even care who the artist is. Really, it might not even be somebody I'm like really passionate about. Like Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift had her thing. I loved it, and I'm not a Taylor Swift fan by any stretch of the imagination. But I watched the documentary, and I loved the process of creativity and writing, and seeing what goes into the final product. And it's great. I've seen. Behind the scenes on other artists too, like probably Justin Bieber or things like that.
Oh, yeah, I watched a Demi Lovato one. Mm. There's another one that came out. I watched a Katy Perry one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Britney Spears. Yeah,
Jessica Simpson. Either watched the Billie Eilish one.
No, but I want to.
It's on Apple Plus. Which
okay,
is it any good?
I haven't seen it. No, like I really want to though, because I do think she's like a very interesting artist.
Yeah, people like just go nuts about her anytime you mention Billie Eilish. Like we have a bed that we used to play, and duh. I didn't take it out just because people complained. I rotate our beds every year, and so it was time for that one to go out, and we rotated new beds in. But boy, the few people that would get so bent over that. Do you know what she stands for? I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe. No, actually, I don't. And all I know is that this little 8-second loop of music has no evil in it, you know, and it's just, and then they're like, well, she does this, like, you know more about her than I do, like, so who's the bigger sinner here? Like, I don't know any of the lyrics, I know none of it, I just like the style, like, musically of that part, and so I make beds out of that, you know, and that's it, that's where it ends for me, I don't get all bent.
Mm-hmm.
Mini rant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, good news if you are like looking to go back to theaters and Regal is your theater of choice, you might be getting in to that. Lady Rock.
Getting back to normal.
What do you got? Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned Taylor Swift. I think you have a Tasteway story, right?
I do. That's why she probably came to your mind. Because the players going to play, 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 play. And the haters going to hate, 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 hate,
baby. I'm just going to shake, 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 shake. I just realized something. Did you hear that professional clapping?
Yeah.
I know that I could not be a studio musician, like to be, say, a drummer or anything like that, or a bass player or a guitar player. I'm not good enough. But dadgummit, that clapping was on. I might. We're in Nashville. We're in Music City. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that
I services.
Need to somehow just be a session clapper. Like, check it out. Okay, ready?
That felt invasive.
I know, but no. I made it. I gave it a Spanish flair.
Like if you listen, you can enhance a song.
You're yes, like, if you listen to Shakira, like the in Spanish music, it will go from this to.
That seems like a career where you'd be watching like The Bachelorette and be like, I'm Tony. Professional clapper?
Yeah, I'm a session clapper. Yeah. Absolutely. No. I would do that. And so my hands are even sore from that. I left it all on the field. Like, I gave 110% right there. I might have even injured my wrist. Oh, no, my career's over. I've already injured my wrist before I even started. We have just come full circle, like the life
a one-minute career
of a, what is that fly that lives and dies all in one day?
A mayfly.
A mayfly, yes. That was my whole hand-clapping career. Dadgummit, now I'm sad.
It was beautiful while it lasted.
Oh,
back to Taylor Swift. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, blah, blah, blah. She did something else really good. She,
I love how dismissive you are of this.
There was a family, and it's important. Her, a wife.
It's important.
I know it is. It's just, Anyway, Taylor Swift, she donated $50,000 to this family. The wife had just lost her husband to COVID, so that's a serious situation. And they had seven kids, so that's a lot of kids to just leave behind. I think it was seven, maybe it was five. Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah, but anyways, they had started a GoFundMe, the family had, but Taylor Swift heard about it, and her and her mom donated the full amount so that they could have whatever they needed. So
I love that.
I'm happy for the family, and it's a good thing for Taylor Swift to do. I'm not bad mouthing her on that.
You kind of are subtly.
No, I'm just Taylor Swift.
You're not bad mouthing her, but you are tolerating her.
I'm all about, you know, putting good out in the world. I'm all about that. Sure. It's just that just Taylor Swift just bugs me. That's
why?
All. Well, I think it comes to me, she comes, and this is me being ridiculous. Right. So you're asking me, here's the thing, if you're going to ask me why, and then I tell you why, and then you're going to judge me for it, then I'm not going to say it.
No.
So then don't ask me why if you don't want to know. And that goes for you potties, too.
I do want to know. I'm curious, what is your bent against Taylor Swift? Because, I mean, she said it best. Because the players going to play, and the haters going to I think she can handle it. She can just shake it off. Now, why do you hate Taylor Swift so much?
It's not hate. I don't hate her. Mm. I'm just saying that I feel like she's all wrapped up in her emotions and her feelings.
You sound like Wally right now.
And then she's got her ranting is putting it in song. And then we have to hear it 10,000 times. So it's like putting Wally.
We get to hear.
Yes. Aww. I think, like, when she does these things like this, like these nice things, like, she's always been really good to, like, fans. And she, I hate to use the word capitalize, like, she capitalizes on moments. And I don't know that it's her. Are there some times where she is calculated with it? I guarantee it. Yeah. Like, oh, let's do this. That'll be good. And then somebody in her organization's like, well, we'll do a press release. And like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, so, I mean, it's good press. But then I'm sure she does things sometimes that, like, she's not trying to get press on.
Right. Oh,
but
I'm
because
sure.
she's Taylor Swift, it's going to get press.
I'm sure.
And that's not a bad, like, that's not a bad thing.
I'm not saying it is.
Like, I think that she will have a bigger mansion in heaven than you will.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. As long as we know that.
Though I will egg it.
I think that's a really hard line for celebrities when they want to do something good. And sometimes they try to keep it on the DL. But then, you know, we're so investigative with everything. And then they find it. And then they, you know, like the news will cover it and stuff. And it makes it seem like that person was doing it just to get press.
I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. I'm not saying that I dislike her because she gives money to people that need it. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm saying I just don't
just
care
in general,
for her.
You don't like her.
I'm just saying I don't care for her because it's all about my feelings.
Okay.
Oh, let me sing about them and you hear them on the radio 24/7. Oh, my feelings.
Okay. I get that.
That's like most of music.
Yeah, it's like all of it. But
hers.
I just don't like how she complains. Ugh.
I know, really. Gosh. If you would put that into a song, you'd have a Taylor Swift song. You are Taylor Swift. Mm. Oh, well, that was fun.
Want to go to birthdays?
Yeah, let's do the birthdays.
Sherry wants to wish her son Ben a happy birthday. He's turning 15 today. Woo. He listens to the podcast constantly.
Nice. Happy birthday, Ben.
He has gone back and listened to all the years past that he can get access to.
Ben, what is wrong with you?
Way beyond the daily recommended dose of Wally.
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of people that have asked for early podcasts. Like, they've listened to every podcast we have. Our potties are really loyal and faithful and listen to everything. But then there are some people that are like, okay, I've done it all. Can we go back and have the podcast from Total Access days? And the shows from that, and the answer is no. We don't. I don't even know where they are anymore. Actually, I think Zach deleted them all because we used to run them back, and then all of a sudden I'd get my email because I was kind of a different person back then too, and like I was much much more angsty, and I would fight things and fight people, and so then all of a sudden my email would be blowing up. I'm like, people just hating me. I'm like, why are they so mad at me? What did I do today? And it was from a podcast we posted from like 8 years ago. I'm like, and I get sucked right back into the drama.
Yeah,
I don't.
Mm-hmm. We've got a question from Aaron. Aaron said, my family is in the process of moving to a new town. Ooh. You've all moved in the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
What is your best, worst moving related moment? And do you have any advice?
Gavin's the closest to have moved, like as a kid, especially.
Yeah.
What's your advice for moving to a new area?
I think that it's all about finding people that will make that city more of a home for you. And so, like, we were really adamant about finding, like, a good church really quickly. And, you know, for you, it might not be about finding, like, a church specifically. Like, when I was a kid, my parents really focused on finding, like, a soccer program for me.
Sure.
Because that's what I grew up doing was playing soccer. And so they would find that and they would do that so that I had something. And then we brought that same mentality here where we looked for a church. And most of our friends are now from the church, like the second church we tried here in town. So that's my advice.
Find great people. Great advice. I would go with create a whole new identity. Like,
also
like,
fair.
It's
Gavin.
A start over. It's like a start over. You have like you could be like a family. Your parents could be spies. Like you could live in the witness relocation program, but don't tell anybody. Like
but get your neighbors talking.
Yeah, like you could create the entire new identity, the thing that you always wanted to be, but like the last place like that you lived wouldn't let you out. You know, live the time someone caught you, you know, picking your nose and you were Nose Picker Bill, you know, or whatever. And that became your identity
nose
there.
Nose Picker
yeah,
Bill.
That became your identity. But then you move to a new place. You're no longer Nose Picker Bill. You can create your identity. You can be whoever you want to be. And it's like a fresh start. Like look at it with the ability to start over clean and be who you want to be now.
I like that.
Lady Rock, you haven't moved a whole lot.
Oh, I've moved a lot, but not as a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't move that much as a kid that I can remember.
But, like, you didn't move, like, state to state. Like, you've always been in Tennessee after your first move when they smuggled you out of Arkansas, right?
Right. Yeah. So I don't really know all that. I don't think I could give that good of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I moved when I was older and my parents were at home, but I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like that's not something Aaron is facing right now.
Aaron's not in that place. All right. Well,
but she could be with Booger Picker Bill.
Yep, Booger Bill. Nose Picker Bill.
Nose Picker Bill.
Where do these analogies come from? I don't even know.
Your twisted little head.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for our aftercast for today. And as always, thank you for being a potty.